Hey, good afternoon, Leachy. How you been, buddy?
Mate, I've been really well. What's going on in your life, mate? You're still conquering the world?
Oh, trying to, mate. Trying to just finish mowing my lawns. Good to have some sun for a few days, mate. Dry the lawns out. Jesus Christ.
Mate, honestly,
mowed them for about 6 weeks.
I was going to say, T, my lawns look like they're a swamp at the moment.
Oh, no, mine's dried out, mate. So I've just been on my ride on, just driving around, and nice and sunny down here. So, no, but excited, mate. There's a semi-final time. We see the old Melbourne Storm won another game last night. They're outstanding, weren't they?
Yeah, they were and they weren't, though, T. For the first 40 minutes, and you would have seen bellyache in the coach's box, Craig Bellamy last night, just going ballistic, even by his standards. That wasn't what you expect from Melbourne in that first half last night, even though they led 8-0.
Oh, no, you're right there, mate, but that's what happens. Semi-finals do funny things to you, you know. We saw that last week when they played Parramatta. They were a bit nervous, a bit jumpy. But in the end, you know, their class shone through and they got through it. But, you know, the Broncos didn't take those opportunities, and had they scored those two opportunities, it might have been a different story, Vici.
Tell me a story about Cameron Smith. Tell me something that you've learnt about this guy, because I just find every time I'm watching him now, I'm just more and more impressed. I get more and more man love for what this guy has done, not just this year, last year, the last 5 years, his entire career, T.
Oh, mate, he's just one of the, you know, just one of the most humblest blokes you'll ever meet. I don't know if you've met him, Vici, or had the opportunity to talk to him. And I was in Melbourne at a reunion a few weeks ago, and you know, just so humble, you know, all selfless would be the word that I would say. But, you know, he's probably the GOAT, you know, be one of the greatest of all time of players. You know, even you hear Peter Sterling and guys like that, Ray Warren, talking about they've seen a lot of good players out there, but they reckon he's one of the best of all time.
Excellent.
So if you put him up on that mantle, you know, it's just he's just breaking records every week, but it's not about the records, it's about the team, and that's what he is.
But what about this, though? Last night, T, Craig Bellamy said in the press conference, he said, I wandered down at halftime. I wasn't happy with the way the boys were playing, so I stormed into the dressing sheds. You can imagine, you know bellyache very well, of course. Stormed into the dressing sheds, and he said Cameron was running the whole halftime chat. And Craig just sat back and thought, actually, there's nothing more to say. So here's the thing. Could you see, T, Cameron Smith going very quickly from chief playmaker, captain of that club, to potential head coach?
Oh, I think there's a transition. I know I've talked to Cameron in the past, and probably, you know, he's enjoyed the playing side of it more than the coaching side of it, but he's just one of those guys that is just so down to earth. You know, everyone holds him in such high regard. He's well-respected, not only for Melbourne, but you look at State of Origin, Queensland, why have they been so dominant? Australia, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, you know, they sort of come back into play. And it's because of his leadership. He's just one of those blokes that everyone wants to play with and play for. But, you know, Cooper Cronk's last game, I think, you know, if you look at some of the mistakes they made early on, Vici, it was very uncharacteristic. But, you know, sometimes you can try a little bit too hard, and they just wanted to send Cooper off. They're a club that really manages milestones very, very well. And, you know, they're a very, very close-knit team.
Okay, Tawhito Niko, Kiwi selector. Can we just get on to the story yesterday? And I've spoken to David Skipworth about the story that came out in the Herald yesterday about concerns that the selectors may have around Simon Mannering. If they are concerns, what are they?
Well, we've had some debate, and, you know, David's looking to play a different style of football. So one of the things we have discussed as selectors is, you know, what is that role that Simon's going to play? Because we know what he can do, Victor. We know that he's 80, but, you know, he'll play big minutes. You know, he'll cover through the middle of the ruck. He's one of those guys that can carry the ball, not make any mistakes. But if you have a look, you know, one of the things that David and his coaching staff are looking at is to bring a different dynamic to how the Kiwis play rugby league in this World Cup this year. You know, we've got some outstanding young talent coming through the grades, and it's just a matter of seeing how Simon would fit into the pattern, what that actually looks like.
So does that mean he's not a guaranteed starter for you guys in your big matches at this World Cup?
Oh, obviously that's something David's going to be having to work through and how he wants to play the game. But, you know, as a selection panel, you know, we've got to take into consideration how the coach wants to play, what they're actually going to be doing. But we're not saying that he's not going to be a starting player for us. But, you know, it's a different dynamic. If you look at some of the back rowers that we've got at our disposal at the moment, all playing in loose forward, you know, the likes of, you know, Tohu Harris, who's been playing outstanding. He's just come back from injury. Jason Tomalolo's on the back. You know, you've got Seal Takiaho, Isaac Liu. There's a number of players that have been playing outstanding for the Kiwis. And I think in the final, this weekend, we had 20 players. New Zealand had 20 players playing in the last four games in the NRL final series. So if you look at that, Simon's one of those guys that have been here for a long time, and you know, we know exactly what he brings to the table. So, you know, that's still valued, but it's a matter of how that actually works out in naming of the team and how they're going
to
play.
So are you saying to me, I'm just trying to explain this, because when the story was, when Skippy told me about the story, David Skipworth, who wrote the story, I was sort of blown away. I'm thinking Simon represents everything that is great about the Kiwis. He's been a workhorse. Are you saying you may need a bit more X factor out of your back rows and what Simon can deliver?
Well, that's one of the things that we've looked at, definitely. Yes, that's what we're looking for, X factor. If you look at, you know, Jason Tomalolo, X factor all over. You know, CL Takiaho tonight playing against Jason Tomalolo also, you know. So those are one of the things that we're looking for. How can we add some X factor? Because the way that we've been playing over the last 2 or 3 years hasn't worked for us, so you have to change something.
That's really interesting, because I guess what you're saying here, you know what he's going to deliver, going back to the comment you made a couple of minutes ago. We need to take the Kiwis game plan in a different style, because you, obviously it hasn't been a great couple of years post-2014, which was sensational. So do you need to be more attacking? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, definitely. That's something that Dave is really keen to, you know, open up and use those forwards. We've got some really strong forwards. You know, if you look at pushing, you know, Johnson and Foran pushing up through the middle of the ruck, if you're playing to the edges, you know, you've got some power down the middle with, you know, the likes of Fofa Solomona. You'll have Hargraves. You've got, you know, some really good forwards, Packer, you know, a couple others. So we want to be pushing through the middle, but also playing on the edges. So, you know, that gives us some opportunities to use the ball. With the likes of Sean and Roger and, you know, the likes of Rapana and Zalesniak on the wings, you know, you want to be challenging them things. So changing that up, picking the tempo up, having players that have got a bit of X factor that can bust the line, offload. You know, Simon's one of those players that, you know, has been outstanding, as you said, but, you know, we'll be looking at what is X factor and how we play there.
Taura Niko, Kiwi selector. See, here's the thing, T. I'm going to compare codes here, but I remember Brendan McCullum, when he came on as Black Caps captain, he said famously he'd rather win games or try to win games if it meant occasionally you're going to lose them, i.e. not play out a boring test draw. Is that kind of the situation you want? We've got to get back to, and this was the argument with the Warriors this year as well, we've got to get back to the flair of Kiwis rugby league here, which is big, powerful blokes that can break through the line, because it ain't working for you at the moment.
Oh, certainly isn't. And then you have to play some footy. You know, one of the things, you know, the normal NRL stuff is you go down the middle, quick play the balls, you go down the, and the ball gets out to the edges with the edge runners, and you have a couple of block plays. It's pretty predictable, isn't it? You know what I mean? So all the teams are doing that now. You've still got to combat and stop them. But, you know, with the team that we're hoping to pick, they're going to be dynamic. We're going to, you know, our strengths are in the forwards. So we're going to utilise the best of that. You know, in the last few games, that hasn't worked in terms of the style and the pattern that we have played. So, you know, talking to David, talking to the coaching staff, and, you know, what he's hoping to do is quite exciting for the New Zealand Rugby League team going to the World Cup meeting.
Yeah, look, when I had Hugh McGahn, your new fellow Kiwi selector, in studio maybe a month or so ago, he said you guys had to really go back to the drawing board, have a rethink about everything around the selection process, about what was going wrong with the mid-year test matches. It seems like that's what you've done, T.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. It's something to, you know, have a look at how we need to be playing football a lot different of each year. And that's, you know, the exciting thing for New Zealand is the last couple of test matches we haven't performed. You know, the last four that we have lost. So, you know, you've got to change that up a little bit. And challenging the players. David wants a squad that's going to be, you know, dynamic, that's going to play a little bit of football, or play a bit more football than we can. Because, you know, we see the NRL straight up and down, you know, down the middle, big forwards pushing through the middle of the ruck, and then the ball goes out to the edges and try and get on the outside. So, you know, we want to be playing a little bit more football and using that. As you said, Vici, in the past, Kiwis have always been good ball players. That's something that we want to work with.
How much as well? I know this is beyond your domain here. Your job is to pick a Kiwis team to win a Rugby League World Cup. But also, there is a belief and feeling in New Zealand ranks at the moment among the fan base here that Rugby League has dropped off. So the Warriors have obviously had a really, really disappointing year. You guys haven't performed for a couple of years. You're at home now for a Rugby League World Cup. You've got to get back to playing that style, and you've got to get your Rugby League fans back into the game. Get them engaged again, T.
Oh, that's exactly right. And then, you know, it's a great opportunity, you know, for the Kiwis to be in the heartland. You know, they're coming to New Zealand. They're going to be here for a large amount of the tournament, playing in Auckland, Waikato, down at the stadium, Christchurch. So, you know, in those strong areas of rugby league, and it's about coming back to our communities. You know, a lot of our guys wouldn't have been able to tour and have a World Cup or be in the situation where they're actually going to be engaged with the heartland, with the grassroots, back where they need to be. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting time. And as you said, you know, we haven't performed in the past, hence the opportunity to change things up. You know, Einstein's definition of insanity, Vici, is doing the same thing over and over again. And, you know, we as the selectors, as you said, Hugh said a month ago, you know, things have to change. You can't keep on doing the same old thing, expecting to win.
T, last point here. Adam Blair is copping a pounding both in Australia and New Zealand on social and reading my page today because of the attacks on Cooper Cronk last night. Now, Andrew Johns has gone really hard, calling it cowardly. Is this a concern for you? Your Kiwi skipper still has elements in his game which can be dangerous to teams in terms of potential yellow cards, sin binning here, or, as I said, being banned for matches. Does that worry you from your Kiwis captain?
Oh, not really, mate. Blair is one of those guys who plays, you know, plays on the edge as a lot of the players have in the past. You know, I think he just, you know, he did. I think he got Cooper Cronk once late, but he got him a couple other times just after. And there wasn't only Adam Blair. There was a couple other guys that got Cooper Cronk. That's what happens when you play finals football. That's what happens when you play in the NRL, mate. People are calling it cowardly. Hey, you're just going to push it right to the edge. I've got no dramas around it, you know. He got hit late by Blairy, but hey, that's the game. That's the nature of the game. If you're going to take the ball to the line, you're going to get smashed. You know what I mean? I know that one there was a bit late, but all the others I think were pretty good.
Did you find it weird that Corey Oates was on last night?
Oh, mate, after that, I thought, you know, when he played last week and he got stretched off, I thought, oh, geez. You know, but hey, once again, you know, they have their staff, they know what they're doing, and you've got to trust the process that they go through. But I thought it was quite strange. There should be something around the mandatory one.
Oh, I agree.
Maybe a stand down, Vici, you know, for any player. You know, that's, I think, just health and safety wise, and because we've seen the results and what happened, and there was strange one playing. But even Darius Boyd playing last night, you know, he was on. Running on one leg, what was going on there?
Mate, I don't get it. He couldn't even run after 11 minutes. No. He tried to chase back a kick and he looked like he was slower than you and I are these days, T.
Yeah, we could have beat him back to the ball, even me with one leg.
I know. Mate, I love chatting with you. Look forward to catching up in a few weeks for the start of the Rugby League World Cup, mate. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Vici. Take care, mate.